In this example, I'm going to build a pad sound from the ground up, starting from a set of very simple settings. So I've got the spectrum filter set to vocal A with a sawtooth waveform. I've got no pitch detuning. I've got damping set to 55, feedback set to 85, key tracking on. I've got the raster set to 90, cut set to 60, morph set to 47, and crackle set to 0. The input envelope to the comb filter section has a slow attack, but high values of sustain, decay, and release. The output envelope has very similar settings, but a slightly faster attack. And overall, this helps to give the sound some sustain. So now I'm going to add in some processing options, and at this point I'm going to add in LFO control. So I'm going to use the LFO1 to control cut, feedback and damping. So I'll set a slow speed, depth of about 70, use a sine wave form, set cut to about 60, feedback to 40 and damping to 50. Next stage, I'm going to add some envelope control. I've set envelope 3 to a slow attack, fairly fast decay, relatively intermediate values of release and sustain. And I'm using it to control the LFO1 level, got that set at about 70, morph, got that set at about 50, and cut set at about 30. So let's hear what that does to the sound. In the next step, I've gone into the effects section and used the distortion and modulation effects to add further character to the sound. I'm using a tube emulation and a chorus effect. In both cases, I've kept the level of the effects relatively low, as that avoids the overall output level of the patch becoming too extreme. For the final stage, I'm going to add some hands-on control using the events section, and I'm going to assign 4 parameters to the mod wheel. I've got feedback set at about 50, morph set at about 40, oscillator 1 pitch set at about 10, and the detune control set at about 20. Using the mod wheel in this way gives you hands-on control of the sound while you're playing. In this case, we're definitely moving this particular sound much more towards the sound design scary sound bed territory than a straight pad, and this is perhaps a sound that you wouldn't want to play too loudly to a small child in a darkened room.